This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
A couple of nail biters, but in the end, it's a four-point back-to-back weekend for the Dallas Stars. They advance to 6-2 on the second night of back-to-backs, a 4-3 win against the Islanders on the island, and welcome to another victory edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, 8-1-1 in their last 10. Stars playing some good hockey. Pretty amazing when you think about Miro Heiskanen out, Tyler Seguin out, the various injuries that have happened, the travel that we'll go into. In fact, I mentioned it on the show last night that I would confirm the amount of times that the Stars have been on the East Coast. It's actually five times this year. Think about that. Five different times the Stars have had to go east. The Stars travel schedule with the series in Finland, the Four Nations, it's just brutal. They travel the most, and it's not even close, than any other NHL team. So stick tap to Pete DeBoer and the coaching staff. Big win tonight on the island, because you're coming off a back-to-back, which is pretty exhausting in itself. And then you find yourself down to four defensemen, which happened for a good chunk of tonight's game. And this game was moving quick. It was tied at two, and let's focus on that when they went to four defensemen, because that's the key of this game. 13:26 of the second period, Casey Cizikas hit Liam Bitschel behind the net. Hit was called a major penalty on the ice. After review, Cizikas was given a match penalty for an illegal hit to the head. Bitschel left the game with an upper body injury, did not return. As of right now, no update on his status post-game. Wouldn't be surprised if he's out against Columbus. They take these things very seriously. Went off the ice, never returned. Let's talk about this hit and why the league will likely have a conversation with Cizikas. For those that didn't see it, or if you're listening to Spits and Suds learning about this great game, there's a couple of things that I want to point out. One, Casey Cizikas never makes a play on the puck, but instead hits Bitschel. And it's legal if you hit him cleanly. But Bitschel, because of his positioning, is extremely vulnerable. And this is not one of those plays where Bitschel should have his head up, like you see on some of those open ice hits. And sometimes you'll see upon review that the shoulder hits the body first in the upward motion and the collision carries through. And that wasn't the case here. First contact straight to the head. Absolutely the right call. 5-minute major, game misconduct. And finally, Cizikas was suspended already once for boarding back in 2022. It was actually to the Stars' Brendan Smith when he played for New Jersey at the time. So expect a hearing by the league to be called for this hit. So I think one of the things, this is a very physical game, obviously. That's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons that Many of us like this game. We like to see the hits. But the term dirty is used. And I just want to take a step back. Because throughout the night, our very own Liam Bischel was also throwing his weight around and had some big hits. And they were good, solid hits. And having a Liam Bischel on the ice can create opportunities for a number of reasons. One, he's a very good defenseman. But when he hits, you certainly have to know when Liam Bischel's on the ice. That opens up space for other players. He can do a really good job as far as separating player from puck. So when you have a player like Bischel that's going to hit like he does, you are going to have a player like Casey Cizikas return the favor. So to call it dirty, I just don't think is right. Now, me personally, I just call it a bad hit. And he should 100% get suspended. But I think dirty would be intent going in there, looking to injure and intently harm. And that wasn't the case. It was a bad hit. It was a high hit. The league is trying to get rid of that hit, which is absolutely the right thing to do. So, yes, Cizikas will likely get suspended. He'll certainly get the hearing, but I just wanted to point that out. I don't think like Casey Cizikas went in purposely trying to hurt Liam Bischel, but at the same time, clearly the contact was made to head first, so that's the reason. And the Stars took advantage. Good for them in the former Jason Robertson. He had scored earlier to make it 2-1. And then two straight power play goals within a 3-minute period by Robertson. Matt Duchene assisting on both. And the reason it was a 3-minute power play instead of five, stick tap to Matt Dumba. He got an instigator penalty after going after Cizikas after the play. And as tough as it is to see one of your teammates go down, the best way to get the opponent back is by scoring on the power play. Stars took advantage. Robertson took advantage. That's a hat trick for Robertson. It's also the fastest hat trick by a Stars player since Jamie Benn, April 7th of 2018. So kind of a cool stat there. And by the way, that's the fourth straight multi-point game for Matt Duchene. He now has 10 points in the last four games. I think there's a case to be made. Best player on this Stars roster this season is Matt Duchene for his consistent play, how he makes people better. Also, great to see a bounce back game. Robertson and Hintz not there against New Jersey with 0 points. So we know about the Jason Robertson hat trick. Roope Hintz had 2 assists. And by the way, great game for the Toronto Maple Leafs for Jason's brother, Nick Robertson. So just a spectacular night for mom and dad Robertson to see Jason score a hat trick and Nick get 2 goals. So 5 goals in the Robertson family. So that's pretty awesome. The Islanders put on a press after that. They almost tied it up at the end. Jake Ottinger with some key saves, specifically one at the end of the second period. That was a really, really sharp when the Stars were called for too many men on the ice and were shorthanded. Stick tap to Thomas Harley, Esa Lindell, Ilya Labushkin, and Cody Ceci. Hey, you know what? You got to love Matt Dumba going in and defending his teammate on that play. And we can criticize Dumba, rightfully so. But you know what? That pairing of Dumba and Bischel has actually been pretty decent lately. So kudos to Dumba for going in. And why do they go in? Because it sends the message, you are not allowed to do this without me going after you. So it sends a message, not necessarily to the other team, but it also sends a message throughout your clubhouse that you have leadership there in Matt Dumba, and I'm not going to allow that to happen when I'm on the ice. And Matt Dumba hits people hard, and Matt Dumba has had some shots that people come after him. So Matt Dumba knows what to do. But because of that, you're down to 4 defensemen. In fact, when you look at the minutes as far as tonight, pretty amazing from those 4, considering you're coming off a back-to-back. So, You know, Matt Dumba with the penalties only played 10:45. Bischel only played 9 minutes. And then you have Thomas Harley, 27:54. Cody Ceci. Boy, we talk about Cody Ceci. Yeah, he's not the best defenseman. But did he make this team better? He absolutely does. Does he eat minutes? He sure does. I think he's been really good since coming to Dallas. 23:07. Esa Lindell, we mentioned him every podcast for his solid play. 25:29. And Ilya Labushkin with 18:45. So good job by the defenseman. Four defensemen. Wow. That's a lot for just a real solid amount of time that they played. So Stars pick up the win 4-3. Let's go to some of your questions. Christopher DeHardy says, hate seeing Bischel go down like that. Hopefully he's not hurt too badly. Good on Dumba for sticking up for him. Glad to see Robo get that hat trick. Let's close out this road trip with another 2 points. Yeah. I mean, let's look ahead to Tuesday night, and it's not going to be easy, folks. Columbus is fighting for a playoff spot. They are one of the best stories, probably minus the Washington Capitals. And I guess you could throw the Winnipeg Jets in there as far as terrific and best stories in the NHL for the unfortunate passing of Johnny Gaudreau to the injuries that have affected Columbus. That is a pretty spectacular story as far as Columbus fighting for that final wild card spot. So not going to be easy in Ohio on Tuesday, but great to see the boys get 4 points this weekend. Dylan Moreland, I feel like every game the only person that gets happier about Thomas Harley's play than the Stars are his agent. Yeah, I mean, boy, Dylan, we talked about this on a previous podcast. I mean, right now I'm looking at 8 for 8. That's what I'm looking at for Thomas Harley. And honestly, I'd offer it now. And because it's going to go in effect after next year. Remember, Thomas Harley has one more year remaining on his contract. So you could go that next year. I think it's at 5. And then you could go the following year, beginning at 8. That's what I'd personally do with the way he's playing. I mean, kudos to him. He is stepping up in a big way, really becoming the top defenseman on this team, carrying the puck well. You know, his offensive skills have always been there. The confidence as far as chasing rebounds, knowing when to, you know, go deep in your zone and then get back on defense. Just real solid by Harley. Trevor H. Hey, Gavin, what is your pure definition of penalty that would lead to 5-minute major in a game misconduct? I feel to me it's up there. What is a catch like in the NFL? Who do you see getting that call up to help out the blue line? Okay. All right. So interesting question, Trevor. So one of the reasons that they call it a 5-minute major, if there's any question, A, because what they saw on the ice is deemed a 5-minute major. And I thought the NHL did a really smart thing. And this answers your question, Trevor. I deem a 5-minute major that they're able to review. And when they're able to review, they are able to see. So they don't necessarily have to huddle. Once the 5-minute major is called, they can go to a review. They can look and make sure that this was a 5-minute major because they can actually bring it down. In this case, you asked me, what's my definition of a penalty? It leads to 5-minute major. Any blow directly to the head is going to lead to a 5-minute major. That or any intent to injure, which I don't believe was in this case, but I would also say that's a 5-minute major as well. So the NHL has put ways in place that support the referee's decision. And if not, the ref can, like I said, bring it down to 2 minutes, which we've seen against the Stars this year. As far as getting the call up to help out the blue line, let's see. We'll see what happens as far as, you know, another player getting on there. I think you need to see the report about Bischel to see who will come up. Obviously you do have Brendan Smith. You have some players from Texas that can certainly come up. You do have options. You have some players, with some quality experience down in Texas that have played in the NHL. But, you know, at the same time, I always like to say, let's see how Liam Bischel responds, because it might be one game and it might not necessarily be a reason for a call up at this point. Tanner Wilson says it's clear that Jason Robertson is clearly back from that offseason injury. Maverick Bork is getting his NHL legs under him now, currently on a 5-game point streak. Maverick Bork looks terrific. Interesting, Logan Stankoven not playing tonight. And you know what? This might be a good thing. Sometimes you have to sit to watch the game and get that hunger to get back in there. Not that he doesn't have the hunger, but the point production just isn't there from Stankoven. In fact, it wasn't there from Sam Steele until tonight when he got that first goal. Jordan H., I missed most of the game, but any update on Liam's health? No update as of right now. The Stars have a travel day tomorrow, so more than likely we will not hear anything, probably hear about it Tuesday after the morning skate with Pete DeBoer. Husky says, if Bischel is out for a while, hope not, but worst case scenario, do you see Neil making a move for a top four defenseman at the deadline? And if yes, who? So the situation is the following, and we talked about this with David Castillo on the podcast on Friday. If you want to go back and listen to that podcast, the Stars' assets right now, they just don't have a lot. They gave up the first round pick. So, you know, the Stars don't necessarily have a lot of draft assets that they can throw at somebody. And that's what people are looking for. So what do you have? You have Stankoven, you have Bork, you have Bischel. You're not going to give up Wyatt Johnston or Thomas Harley, but people are going to be, you know, people are going to be looking, you know, for young prospects. In Texas, you don't necessarily have those marquee prospects. You do have like a Justin Ritzkovian, but that's an undrafted free agent who has happened to thrive in the AHL. And Justin's done a really, really nice job in his first professional season. He's 23 years old. So you do have Hemming, the first round draft pick from a couple of years ago. Maybe they could dangle that. So, you know, as far as players, boy, to me, I think it would be really nice to have Seth Jones on this team. I'm a Seth Jones guy. I would love to see Seth Jones as part of a, you know, when was the last time you saw Seth Jones as part of a winning franchise? So I would love to see the Frisco native. He eats up ice. He can play on the power play. He's got good size. He's a puck moving defenseman. But once again, you're dealing with a massive salary, and you're dealing with Chicago probably retaining about $4 to $5 million of that salary per year because there's multi-year left. So that's the problem. And Jim Nill has stated several times that he's looking for UFAs because he needs to take care of the Thomas Harley contract in the future. He needs to take care of the Wyatt Johnston contract, which is up after the season. Wyatt's restricted, and then unrestricted free agents. Matt Duchene, Evgeny Dodonov, Jamie Benn. So there's a list of players that the Stars need to re-sign. Maverick Bork's another one, being a restricted free agent. So it's just one of those things where there's a number of players, and right now Jim Nill likes the makeup of this team, so he might not make any moves at all based on his lack of assets, based on having to give up too much and having to give up one of those young core players. So really interesting, and we'll see in the next couple of weeks what happens. But if you're expecting someone to come up from Texas and just make an amazing impact, you know, I think we're a year or two away from that. In fact, we'll probably see Hemming next year in the AHL. Steven says, really great to see Robertson take over a game like that. May have just been me, but that was one of the biggest nail biters of the season, maybe because I really wanted them to win for Bischel and Robertson's efforts. Yeah, absolutely. It was a nail biter. The last two nights have been nail biters, but good teams find ways to win. You know, and the other interesting aspect is the last two games, and I'll say this, you never want to go down a skater at the end, but boy, You know, it is kind of fascinating because you can just, you can go for the net and just zing it down the ice without ramifications because there's no icing. And at that point, you can change players. So I don't want to call it an advantage, but I want to call it one of those rules that you can take advantage of when you're shorthanded late in the game. Ben Pereira, does Dumba having a really solid stretch recently factor into Nil's trade deadline plan? Sure it does. Absolutely, Ben. He's been playing well lately. You know, that's good because the Stars certainly needed him. I mean, is he, of the six defensemen currently playing, where does Matt Dumba stand? I would say sixth. That's just the way it is. And he's got 1 year left on his contract. Maybe he'll be able to do something in the offseason, but he's certainly playing better. Michael says, trade for Stankov incoming makes no sense to sit him if you're not trading him because it would just decrease his trade value, right? Stankov sitting in reports lots of star scouts at the Wings Ducks game, wishful thinking or something brewing. Maybe, but at the same time, I think this is based on Logan Stankoven's play, not based on hustle. I mean, the kid just hustles. He's a water bug out there. Absolutely love his game. But, you know, when you look at it and when you take a step back, you know, look what Colin Blackwell did tonight for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He had a great game, and Logan Stankova was on that fourth line against New Jersey, basically. So when you look at it from that perspective, and you know, you look at what Stankova has done in the past five games in the stretch, 1 point in the last five games, 25 points on the year. Now, he's young. He's 21 years old. That's going to happen. But sitting a player like this for a game is not the worst. And not to mention, you're coming off a back-to-back. And this happens from time to time. And when you're coming off a back-to-back, usually one player sits and another player comes in. And in this case, it's certainly Logan Stankoven sitting, Blackwell coming in fresh. So, you know, it's pretty simple. As far as, you know, why he was out, I don't know if it's necessarily, because of trade. So, but you know, we will, see, what happens, there. All right. So that's great questions. Thank you so much for listening and following. And it's been a grind, these back-to-backs, just like the Flyers, but it's a grind, but we move on and we're having an awesome February, and we will be back with another episode of Spits and Suds soon. So stick tap to you for sticking with us and listening. Another win by the Stars. They're on a tear. Oh, should have mentioned Colorado with another loss tonight. So it's wow. The Stars have opened up some space as far as them and Colorado and missing the playoffs. Real quickly, Winnipeg doesn't lose. Now 9 straight. They have 83 points. The Stars have 76 points. As I mentioned last night, it doesn't matter because you're second in the Central, but they technically have the second most points in the Western Conference. Minnesota follows up with 72 points, and they've won 3 straight as well. But look at Colorado, losers of 2 straight. They're the first wild card at 68 points. So the Stars now 8 points ahead of Colorado. So if the Stars were to falter, that's the number you want to look at. If they say Minnesota catches them and they fall to the third spot, they are 8 points up on Colorado. And then Vancouver with 63 points, that's 13 points. So the Stars cushion as far as a playoff spot in this upcoming playoffs after game 57 is 13 points. So real nice cushion and well-deserved with everything they're going on. A 46 goal differential. Stars playing really, really good hockey. 17-11-1 away, 27-1 at home. So pretty even strength. And like we mentioned, 8-1-1 in their last 10. So until we meet again, have a great day, everyone.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.